usual station announcements boom out of the loudspeakers at London's Liverpool Street station on Friday, but if you listen hard enough, you can hear some of the tens of extra policemen drafted on special duty and the hiss of a steam engine that's just arrived at Platform 10. The Winton train set out from Prague on September the 1st, transporting some of the Czech and German Jewish children saved from the Holocaust by Sir Nicholas Winton back along the route they travelled to safety in 1939. On Friday, the train arrived in London and was greeted by Sir Nicholas himself.
70 years ago, it was a question of getting a lot of little children together with the families that were going to look after them. And with 200 children and 200 people going to look after them, all surrounding the station here, it was quite difficult to get them together, and of course every child had to be signed for. Anyway, it all worked out very well, and it's wonderful that it did work out so well, because after all, history could have made it very different.
All in all, Sir Nicholas Winton, who's now 100 years old, saved 669 children, organising them transport out of Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia and finding them homes in the United Kingdom. Last week, a number of the Winton children, as they're called, decided to make the journey again on a steam train commissioned in Winton's honour. Suzanne Medas was one of them.
I wouldn't have thought it possible, but when I got onto the platform and I saw this train, I started to cry. And I didn't think I would be sentimental at all, because as I was telling you, I was a teenager traveling with friends of my own age. We were hiking. I don't even remember whether my mother came to see me off. It wasn't a big deal, you know. It must have been really terrible for the little ones, because they couldn't understand why their parents were sending them away.
One such younger passenger on Winton's kinder transports was Lisa Midwinter, whose name sounded a lot more Czech in 1939.
I'm Lisa Dashová. And I was born in Teplitz, and when the Chamberlain agreement was made, we came to Prague with my mother and father and my brother, and then we were put on the train in May. I came with my brother on this train, and then my parents, I was one of the very lucky ones. My father came out in July, and mother came on the next to the last train out. So we then went to live in England, in Stoke-on-Trent, and they ran an orphanage for Czech children from Teplice, Shanov. And I met yesterday one of the ladies who I haven't seen for 50 years. I was so little, but I just remember a blue train, and looking up, I thought the drivers were dressed in blue, but having looked at it now, it's blue, which is amazing that I remember that, because I'm 74 now, so I remember that from 70 years ago. It is incredible, yeah.
Do you remember anything else from the journey? I mean, it must have lasted quite a long time.
The journey, but I remember the station. Because I remember, I thought people crying, adults crying, and white being waved, which must have been white handkerchiefs. And I don't know, I thought they were singing Gredomov Moi, the national anthem, but whether they did or not. But I just have that in my memory. I remember arriving, and all I remember was feeling totally alone with a piece of string that hurt my neck and a great big card. And I was just totally alone, because my brother went somewhere else. He went to a boarding school, and I went up to the Midlands. I stayed with a family, but they couldn't deal with me. So I was sent down to Stoke-on-Trent to stay with a German family.
Have you been back to this place since, ever? Prague. Have you revisited Prague and Prague Hlavní nádraží since, or is this your first time in 70 years?
No, I came back. We first came back in 1948, because we were going to come back here But it was all too much for my mother. She had a heart problems from the age of 40 due to all this. So my father decided we'd stay in England. But I've been back 5 or 6 times because I've got a cousin who lives here. And I went to Teplice because I wanted to see where I was born with my brother. That's about 10 years ago now.
My name is Peter Miles, Dr. Peter Miles, and I was on the kinder transport to England in July 1939. I was 13 years old, and my name in those days was Peter Bedřich Meisel. And Meisel is a very famous name in Prague because one of my ancestors was the financial advisor to the Emperor Rudolf II, and he owned most of the Jewish quarter of Prague.
So you were an old Prague family, which found yourself in a difficult situation in 1939.
Well, I was lucky insofar that I had an uncle in England, so that although I travelled on the kinder transport, I was received by my uncle there, and so Winton didn't have to look for a parent for me in England. I remember the journey very well. My parents said goodbye to me and more or less told me, you're going on a holiday and we'll see you soon, you see. And what was interesting was one of the girls that I was traveling with, a young girl, she had swallowed some of the jewelry of her parents in order to bring it out at the other end, you see.
So, and did you see your parents again? They waved goodbye to you here in Prague. Were you reunited with them at the end of the war, or even before the war began on September the 1st?
I studied in England, and my parents and my brother went to Terezin and to Auschwitz, and my father died in Auschwitz. But my mother and my brother actually survived, and in 1945, they came back, and I managed to bring them out of Czechoslovakia to England. And my mother then lived in Vienna with me for a while.
Sir Nicholas Winton organized a number of kinder transports to bring Jewish children to safety. His last and biggest transport never got through. It was scheduled to leave Prague on September the 3rd, 1939, with 250 children on board, but when war broke out, the train was called off. It's thought that none of the children who were supposed to be on board survived. On the Winton train itself last week, Eve Leadbeater told me she was on one of the last kinder transports out.
I came in July 1939. I have only very, very vague memories because I was only 8. And when I arrived in England, I didn't see anybody else from Czechoslovakia for... I think it was 50 years, really, when we had the reunion of the kinder transport. So I had nobody to remind me of what happened. Plus the fact that something like that you push to the back of your mind to get on with your life. So, to be honest, the memory of waving goodbye to my parents, I'm not sure if it's mine or... I've got it from other people.
And did you see them again after the war?
No.
Where were you from originally in the Czech Republic?
In Prague.
Why did you decide to come on this recreation of the Winton transports?
I actually hesitated because I knew it would be painful in parts. But I just thought it would be a kind of neat end and... A kind of act of gratitude to my parents and to Nicholas Winton. Yeah.
You said that you maybe hadn't met Czechs in Britain for 50 years, and anyway, you maybe pushed some of these memories to the back of your mind. Did that mean that this morning, coming back to Hlavní nádraží, getting on this train, was particularly emotional?
It was pretty emotional, I think. Yes. Because I was just thinking of my parents' sacrifice and my brother who didn't make it. He was due to come on September the 1st and didn't make it.
At the other end of this will be Nicholas Winton waiting for you. Not necessarily do you have a message for him, but what do you think about him and everything that he's done?
I think he's an example to us all and a wonderful man. And I just want to say thank you.